Within the massive education bill awaiting Governor Scott's signature is a provision that allows parents to enroll their child in any school they choose as long as there's space available. And if there's room on the roster, those students can immediately start playing a sport. Many high school coaches and athletic directors, though, are worried that this could create a kind of high school free agency where students leaving their neighborhood schools for sports powerhouses elsewhere. Robin Sussingham with State Impact Florida heard from those on both sides of the issue, starting with State Senator Don Gates, who co-sponsored this part of the legislation.
The law makes very clear that it is the local school board that sets the terms and conditions of eligibility. The bill furthermore states that an individual can't jump from school to school. In other words, there's a prohibition against free agency. If a student shows up in school A in December and wants to play basketball and that person makes the team, they can't then 3 weeks later move to school B and play basketball. Once you're there, you're there. And also, the bill provides for very severe penalties to recruiting. It's the toughest anti-recruiting rule, I think, in the country.
I've talked to some athletic directors, and they're concerned that students might actually end up switching schools multiple times in a year, playing football at one school and basketball at another. I didn't see anything in the bill prohibiting that. Did I miss it?
No, you did not miss it. If a student plays football in the fall and they transfer to a different school, and they wind up playing baseball for another school in the spring, there's absolutely nothing in the law to prohibit that. But let's remember that this piece of legislation was supported publicly in sworn testimony by the association representing these athletic directors and coaches, the Florida High School Athletic Association.
Are you at all worried that this is going to create, say, football powerhouses or baseball powerhouses out of schools where neighborhood students who come to that school really won't have a chance to play anymore because they won't be able to compete?
I don't think there's anything wrong with parents deciding what school their child can attend. If the consequence of that is that somebody has a better debate team, I think Florida will survive.
My name is Jerry Kelly, and I'm the athletic director at Lake Brantley High School in Altamont Springs. I believe in you win and you lose with the kids that live in your neighborhood. I feel like loyalty and the sense of community might be compromised.
With this bill?
Yes.
Tell me how.
What sports did for me was give me the sense of community that perhaps my broken family wasn't doing for me as a teenager. My teams were my family. My community, like, raised me. And I think that whole thing about community cannot be underestimated. We do a lot for our children here at our schools. We have a high percentage of free and reduced lunch kids, but we make sure that other needs are fed, you know, that they're getting mentoring, that they have an adult in their life. So we identify those kids. We keep up with them. But how am I going to help a kid that's three counties over that gets dropped off and has to find a bus to get home? I want the kids in my community at my school. The kids three counties over, I won't know him as well. I won't be able to follow up with him as well.
Are you afraid it's going to hurt some of your sports teams if they're the best players are able to pick the most powerful programs anywhere in the state to go to?
I might have to think outside the box. Let's say it gets really crazy and one school's a magnet baseball school and one's a magnet football school. I might have to recreate an intramural program with the schools in my county.
This bill does stiffen the penalties for recruiting.
Good luck proving it.
That's the hard part.
Oh, yeah. It's just really hard to prove recruiting.
Jerry Kelly is the athletic director at Lake Brantley High School in Altamont Springs.